בורא, אנו מודים לך על שנתת לנו את הסביבה הזו, הכלי העולמי, הממממת
Creator. We thank you for giving us this environment, the world kli, which implements a prayer each day to reach adhesion and bestowal. We are grateful for the writings of the Kabbalists and ask to assimilate in them and spread your light to humanity.
Will be asked during the lesson.
Yes, so let's first read the words of the Ari, item 3 above, with the subtitle, The Restriction of the Light Around the Middle Point. Item 3. Ein Sof then restricted himself in the middle point,
באמצע ממש,
at the very middle,
צמצם האורו ונתרחק,
restricted that light and departed to the sides around that middle point.
שוב,
again, the words of the Ari on the top, the restriction of the light around the middle point. Item 3. Ein Sof then restricted himself in the middle point within it.
באמצע ממש,
at the very middle,
צמצם האור ההוא,
restricted that light and departed to the sides around that middle point.
מה יש כאן לנו להוסיף?
So, what can we add here? What does Baal HaSulam add to us here? In item 40 and item 50, so 40 we learned it yesterday, right?
נלך לאות נון.
So let's go to item 50. Straight?
Ken?
Yes?
Tov. Otnum.
Okay. Item 50.
Ani kore divrei Baal HaSulam.
Reading the words of Baal HaSulam.
Vezet amor lechevra.
It is perplexing, for since there is neither Rosh nor Sof there, how is there a middle? We say that the Creator created the will to receive, and everything that occurs at that point of the will to receive. From there, the will to receive was born, and it expands, and it becomes distanced, and it starts showing its actions. The will to receive is called creation, and what exists around it, or as it says here, it's in the middle of the light. We're not talking about the light itself, but rather we're actually talking about the desire, or how through the desire the light changes. Continuing to read. Moreover, are we dealing with a corporeal matter here that occupies space? God forbid, of course not. The thing is that it has already been explained that there is necessarily a will to receive in and Sof too. However, it is a simple desire, meaning what is a simple desire? The one that we have in and Sof, meaning without any discernments of degrees, great or small, because the will to receive that is there is not regarded as a different form that makes any separation. Consequently, it is in no way inferior to the upper light, meaning that same will to receive that the Creator created, it is actually not different from the light of the Creator himself. It is truly on the same degree of importance, It is not inferior in any way. There are no changes in it, no discernments, but rather it exists in Ein Sof, in the light. And therefore, consequently, it is in no way inferior to the upper light. You should know that the upper light must expand via 4 degrees before it uncovers that will to receive in its fullest and permanent measure in the emanated being. That is, it is that same will to receive that was created, that was formed in the upper light. That is not enough, but rather that will to receive now has to change through 4 degrees, 4 stages, until it reaches something that makes it suitable for its role, when it starts to be different. From the light of Ein Sof. The reason for the necessity for these 4 degrees is that the will to receive incorporated in the expansion of light from the root, by that the light is considered to have departed from the emanator and it acquired its own name, meaning expansion from the emanator. As long as this disparity of form of the will to receive was not incorporated in it, it was still regarded as the emanator and not an expansion that departed and shifted from the emanator. Meaning the upper light comes out of the Creator and it starts to expand in that desire that was formed in the upper light. And it changes, and according to the change in the desire, so the upper light also, along with this desire, starts to change. And then what happens to them together, about that we say creation. This is already the root for us. So it turns out that through this action, the light departs from the emanator, from the Creator, and we cannot say anything about Him because there are no changes there, no differences. And once this light becomes distanced from the emanator through the will to receive, because the will to receive changes and then the light in it changes, then about that we can talk. So always when we speak of the light, what it means is the light that went through changes from the will to receive, as a result of the will to receive within it, inside of the light. But in the light itself, there are no changes, but rather only the results of the influence of the will to receive from the emanator. Meaning that we have the upper light here, and in the upper light, the will to receive was formed, and this will to receive through its change, it seemingly makes changes in the upper light. Or you can put it differently, that the upper light influences the will to receive, and in that way, when they influence each other, they are intertwined and they cascade down together, then we learn about 2 things, about the will to receive and the light. However, the light emerges from himself, from the Creator himself. It belongs to the Creator. It is the Creator's influence over the future created being, and the will to receive was made as the created being that emerges existence from absence. It did not exist, but now it was formed, and that will to receive influences the light and awakens in it all kinds of changes. So we can speak about the changes in the light that are caused by the will to receive, and the changes in the will to receive. About that, we are going to study now. Where does it come to it from? who causes it to him. It's an impression and revelation. That is because the only difference in spirituality is the disparity of form. However, as much as this desire, the will to receive that is in the created being, is not yet disclosed, meaning that the emanated being must yearn to receive the abundance, meaning in what does the emanated being start to operate on its own, in that it starts to yearn for this abundance that comes out of the Creator. And then it influences the abundance that comes out of the Creator. And by this, we feel the presence of the emanated being. What does it want? What does he yearn for? So, however, as much as this desire is not yet disclosed by the force of the emanated being, it is not yet in the emanated being. It means that the emanated being must yearn to receive the abundance that comes out of the emanator before it is considered that the will to receive appeared by the force of the emanated being himself. Just a minute. This yearning can only be when he does not have the abundance. And it draws it, extends it. According to that, we can discover, measure that there is an emanated being here, and it draws the abundance from the emanator. If there would not be any emanated being, the abundance would come out of the emanator freely, or you can say the way it was before. The upper light was filling the whole of reality without any differences, any changes in the upper light. And here we say that, no, it's not like that anymore. There is a new will to receive here, and it determines the emergence of the abundance from the emanator to the emanated being. The will to receive starts to become active. This yearning can only be when he does not have the abundance. For only then is it possible to want it, to yearn for it in a way that the will to receive will disclose it by its own strength. So when can we say that the emanated being exists? When it wants the abundance, draws it from the emanator. When can that be? When it doesn't have the abundance, but it has a desire to receive it. It is then that the vessels of reception are completed permanently. By this, we can measure the vessels of reception in the air. Of reception in the emanated being. You should also know that any expansion of light from the emanator must consist of a will to bestow, just as it consists of a will to receive. Otherwise, the emanator and the emanated being would have been in oppositeness of form, meaning a complete separation. And the oppositeness of form would then distance them from one another, as the West is distanced from the East, meaning there has to be oppositeness here, but also congruence. And in this way, there will be a connection between them. Thus, each light that expands from the emanator must be incorporated of a will to bestow as well, so that the emanated being will have proximity of form with the emanator, meaning the light that expands takes with it the will to bestow of the emanator. And by that, they begin to feel each other in the form of oppositeness. One has the There's the form of pistol on the one hand and a form of reception on the other hand, and then they start to meet and see how much they're different and how much they identify each other. So now there is a development of relations between them. The creator's relation and the created being's relation, one of them wants to give, to bestow, to expand, the other one wants to receive. And so then the rendezvous between them begets for us all of the great richness of discernments that we have in reality. There is nothing more in reality besides these two things, the emanator and the emanated being, and the relation between them and how much each one of them influences the other. This is the entire wisdom of Kabbalah. Eventually, it's about how the emanated being receives the full bestowal of the emanator, and it determines the reception of the bestowal from the emanator. And this is how they reach a state where they become adhered to each other. They feel each other. They develop through each other. And start to feel it. But what is important for us in our study is that we should constantly think about the connection between us. This we must not forget, that the connection between us is actually the sense in which we discover the emanator and the emanated being and everything that happens between them. All of this should transpire in the center of the ten and nowhere else. If we come out of the feeling that this is what we want to feel in the ten, then we are no longer in the true reality, but rather in something that we imagine to ourselves, and it does not exist. Therefore, the most important thing for us is to establish ourselves opposite whatever we're studying. And it doesn't matter if we're studying something called the world of Ein Sof, entirely not. We have to position ourselves such that everything that Baal HaSulam writes, he's writing it for us, and we need to discover it in the relations between us now, here. As much as, the more we will try, we will exert to feel it between us. Even things that are so high and so far away from us, this is why it is called the world of Ein Sof, no end. That doesn't matter. We need to try and depict that these things are happening in the center of our ten.
Good
morning, Rav. The light of Chassadim is not reflected light?
Light of Chassadim is the light that also comes from the Creator, but it's according to the awakening of the emanated being or the created being.
Is it correct to say that the creature wants to obtain the influence of the Creator to direct his...
Neitzal nivra rotze lashpia le bore kidei leidamot lo.
The emanated being, the created being, wants to bestow to the Creator in order to resemble him. That's it. This is actually the intention of the emanated being. Almata 1.
Спасибо, учитель. Свет Хасадим пробуждается нижними, а свет Хахма не пробуждается нижними, а исходит из Творца. А как тогда свет Хохма облачается на Хасадим?
Comes from the Creator. How can the light of Хохма clothe on Хасадим?
The אין משהו שפועל במציאות חוץ מאור החוכמה. אור החסדים זה רק אור של התיקונים. Spain 2.
Rab, si el emanado debe de, activar su despertar desde su propia fuerza, ¿de dónde le nace esa propia fuerza al emanado?
Rab, if the emanated being has to awaken itself by its own strength, where does it get its own forces, the emanated being? Rab, certainly from the emanator. Who created the emanated being? Who develops it? The emanator. The Creator created the will to receive, and by that light it created the will to receive, it gives forces to the will to receive, so that the will to receive will want to receive, will want to expand, will want to perform its actions. It all comes from the Creator. He is the first one. Always.
טוב.
Okay.
PT 6.
All right. PT 6.
רב, מה זה אומר שאור החסדים הוא אור?
רב, what does it mean that the light of חסדים, or I'll ask differently, sorry, is it correct to say that the light of חסדים is actually the participation of the emanated being in this work?
זה בעצם משהו תורם לתוך העסק?
This is what he contributes to this whole thing. Rav, the light of Chassadim is the response of the emanated being for whatever the Creator does. And in this light of Chassadim, there are also many changes in accordance to the will to receive in the emanated being and what he feels as the influence of the Creator over it. The light of Chassadim, it's not just light. It's the response of the emanated being, of the will to receive or whatever it feels. That there's somebody up there taking care of it, and it expects changes from him. It wants him to change. This is why it is considered that this light comes with the intensification of the emanated being, that the emanated being has to feel how the Creator is influencing him, what does he want from him, the way he performs actions on him, and how the created being himself can respond to it in an aware, conscious manner. So the light of Chassadim, it's not just the light of Chassadim, just a response. It is a response that goes through many changes and discernments within the created being. This is why this light of Chassadim becomes a kli, meaning a place where the created being receives the influence of the Creator. And when does that happen? When the created being wants to bestow to the Creator, just like the Creator wants to bestow to the created being, meaning the created being has to feel that he exists and that he is receiving something from someone, from the Creator. And this influence of the Creator over him is a correct, good influence or bestowal with love in order to develop the created being, to fill him, to bring him to all of the degrees of the development. And then according to that, the created being, when he starts to feel this way, he awakens in response accordingly towards the Creator. Then it turns out that response awakens in the created being even more of a desire to bestow to the created being. And now it's already according to how much the created being.
It always sounded kind of...
The whole correction of the world is the light of Chassadim. Okay, so it's good that now you know. There's a reason why we're studying now. We're studying the study of the Ten Sefirot together or along with our own participation. And this is why I'm asking you to activate as much as possible your vessels of sensation, of the intellect, and from the center of the group, all of us together, so that it will all influence us already in such a way that we will enter spirituality. Yes, if you will read correctly, meticulously, what Bala Sulam writes, then he says that you have an influence coming from the emanator. The emanator creates a will to receive, and this will to receive is influenced by the influence of the emanator that is called the light of Chokhmah. And all of their responses that exist, it's from the will to receive that responds to the light of Chokhmah that influences it. Meaning, there is nothing more here. There's only the emanator and the emanated being, and everything that ultimately will be, will exist in the emanated being, or you can say in us, it's everything that we get from the emanator. Now you can say, these different desires, klipot, worlds, it doesn't matter what, it all comes from the emanator. There is nothing else. And so we, according to that, have to respond correctly to the emanator also. Meaning, we're dealing with no one else in the world, with nothing in the world, but only with the emanator. This is called I to my beloved and my beloved to me. Go forward with the text, just read, and that's it. Okay? Because I see that you're not listening to what I want. I want in this study that you will reach a feeling, that you will reach discernments that we need in order to get to know the Creator. And this is according to our feeling. And all of your wise stuff, the things that you've heard about or studied before. And again, I say, focus on the feeling out of the center of the ten. Out of the center of the ten. You need to feel specifically in that, that this is what is necessary. This is the success. If I will constantly relate to creation out of the connection between us. Yes. Yes. Continue doing what I advise. Be connected with the group, and only in that form try to receive the influence from the study, so that the study will bring us this influence, this bestowal from the Creator. And then we will feel between us, in the connection between us, how we should respond to it. And this is the right study of the wisdom of Kabbalah, how to receive the influence of the Creator over the created beings.
The light of Chassadim, how does it create the connection with the Creator in the feeling?
By us wanting to connect and studying together, and the study will influence us, and then we will feel how we need to relate back to the Creator. Only out of the connection between us during the study. And all, everything else is done by the light.
That's how we build a feeling?
Yes, only through an effort to connect during the study, because according to our effort towards connection, the effort, the upper light influences us, and then out of our effort and the upper light that influences us, we begin to feel more who is the bestower. Think really well about what I said. And I'm telling you that this is the key to the feeling. Tel Aviv 4.
Rav, what does it mean, the emanated being, in relationship to the connection between us in the ten?
The emanated being is the connection between us, from which we want to relate to the Creator. Emanated
being.
And it's not just in our case, but in general, the collection of discrete individual desires that want to connect between them in the annulment of each one towards the others in order to bestow to the Creator, to the Source.
Good morning, Rav. It's written here that Baal Sulam writes that the readers have to carve the interpretation of the words in their brain because they can't be repeated. On the other hand, we hear we have to understand everything in connection between us. How do we bring these things together? On the one hand, to remember and understand. On the other hand, to make an effort to connect.
If you make an effort towards the connection between us, then you understand not through the intellect, but through the emotion. And this is what we want, that it will happen, that the heart understands. This is the condition, the principle in the wisdom of Kabbalah, that we have to bring our emotions to understanding. Because the desire, the emotion, this is what needs to change, so much so that it will be able to feel the lights that expand within it, the light of Chokhmah, the light of Chassadim, etc. We are indeed dealing with engaging in a great wisdom, the foundation of all of the wisdoms, the sciences of the world. However, it speaks of our nature, which is a desire. Therefore, try to be more emotional, more sensitive, not to what we have in our world, that's something else, but rather to the will to receive and the will to bestow. So what did you read about that? Don't ask, again I'm saying everyone, telling everyone, don't ask about things that we didn't read yet. Otherwise, there will be no connection, no communication between us. Because I have to go according to the text. I want Baal Sulam to teach us. And that we, the entire world Kli, will learn together from him. And not that a few smart guys will jump and want to study not according to the connection between us, between all of us, but according to their intellect. And their intellect, that's something I cannot accept. I'm not teaching professors in some university. I am teaching people who want to receive the abundance in the connection between people, in the ten. And therefore, anyone who jumps with these questions, it's something that I do not respect. Because he wants to attain this with intellect, with his mind, instead of opening the vessel, the connection with the others, and receive in that, in them, in the common desires.
Можно ли утверждать из того, что только что услышал от вас, что экран строится именно...
Is it possible to say, based on what you said, that the screen is built between us?
Yes. The screen is built only in the relations between us and from between us to the Creator. But first, between us. This is called from the love of people that we create a connection between us. So we want a connection between us to the love of...
So the second column, now you'll understand the four degrees that have to be in each and every emanated being. Because at first the light expands and goes out of the emanator as the light of Chokhmah, that the will to receive is included in it. And that is the first prina, first phase one. And afterwards, That's the simple light as it was in the beginning. And then the aspect of the desire to bestow increases, so there's a change, and then the will to bestow is formed. And accordingly, the light of Chasadim continues. So the desire determines the kind of light. And this overcoming is called a second overcoming. Meaning it's the intensification, the second intensification. This is called the second phase. And then there is a great expansion, and this is the, then draws the light of Chokhmah once more. This then the force of the will to receive incorporated in the first expansion reawakens and draws light of Chokhmah once more. This completes the permanent will to receive in the Potsuf that appears as yearning. Meaning, when do we have wholeness on part of the created being? When the created being has not just a desire, but a yearning. He discovers out of himself the tendency, the longing, the desire that really comes out of himself. This is called yearning. Meaning, when there weren't light of Chokhmah in the Potsuf, but light of Chasadim, after phase three, then the emanated being could yearn for light of Chokhmah. It is this yearning that determines the will to receive in him. Because it doesn't have any light of Chokhmah, so now when it longs for it, this yearning determines the kind of the will to receive in him and completes his vessels of reception. Meaning it's not the same desire that came to him from the Creator in the first phase, in the phase one. Now he has his own desire because he tasted something from the upper light and then it wants it on his own. So the desire that is now felt is his desire. A desire that didn't exist yet in the created being. We'd say that after, behind the scenes, the Creator organized it, but the created being feels this is my desire. And that's the difference between what I received from above and what I now create, develop, design, desire, that which was absent in the first expansion. For this reason, wait, where is it? For this reason, the vessels of reception are completed only in this phase four, also called the second intensification. Once phase four was completed in Ein Sof, the restriction occurred in her, meaning the departure of the will to receive from phase four, causing the departure of the light. And so from there. Meaning what happens here is we have the expansion of the light from the emanator to the emanated being, then there is some pause, and then the formation of the will to receive instead of receiving to bestow. This is phase two. And then the emanated being stops this expansion once again. And then what comes is the very big will to receive, where it doesn't want to just receive, but to receive in order to bestow. That something we'll learn. and that causes the departure of the light of Insof from it, and that's how the created being develops. So we see that by this interplay, we'll better organize it in a bit, but by this interplay between the upper light and the desire it has created, by the interplay between them, because they're opposites in their nature, the upper light wants to bestow, the light that it created wants to receive, and then by mutual bestowal, the will to receive changes by the light that created it, that filled it, that influences it, and then it turns out that the desire is changing from wanting to receive to wanting to bestow. When does it happen? By the influence of the upper light. Meaning, to begin with, the upper light is intended to influence the will to receive and change it, what we call correct it, so that it also wants to bestow like the upper light in the qualities of the upper light that influences the desire. There is the power to transform the desire, to make it, turn it into something different, which is something similar to himself, meaning that the will to receive will change.
Referred to as phase four.
We see that even the great will to receive, we can't achieve it unless we have qualities of bestowal built into the construction of the will to receive. Otherwise, we won't understand what it means to receive. We won't become incorporated with the one who wishes to bestow to us and fulfill us. So there cannot be a created being without receiving something from the qualities of the Creator. Otherwise, it will not have a complete will to receive. That would be similar to say, like how you go into a restaurant. So it's not enough to eat and enjoy. I ask what kind of dish it is, how did I get it, how to make it, what to do, you know, where it comes from, you know, like all those connoisseurs of food, that they travel overseas to specific places where they can taste special things and so on. So it's important for us to feel the ingredients as well, and then we can truly enjoy the light. So when can we enjoy the Creator? When we are included with our will to receive and His will to bestow, and we're mixed with the will to receive and the will to bestow, and how these desires work on those desires. And then when I absorb these qualities, I can enjoy them in wholeness, in perfection. And that's really the goal of the Creator in creating man, that man will understand how much the Creator loves him, wants his benefit, gives to him, prepared all of creation for him, and that can be only from the human being incorporated with all the details, the components the Creator prepared for him. And then we can say that man can enjoy the emanator, the Creator, and accordingly also express gratitude for what it has received. So there cannot be in a true participation here without them knowing each other and connecting each other to each other correctly and absorbing qualities from each other through the incorporation. When the created being incorporates with the creator and vice versa, and then as they connect, they become just like they're mingled without any difference, so that in each and every small desire that exists in the created being, there's also a desire to bestow of the creator, and that will be the complete connection.
So who builds the right of Hasidim? Is it us or the creator, the emanator?
To the extent that the emanated being can overcome his will to receive and work above his will to receive, that means he's working in the light of Hasidim and bestowal towards the creator.
So it comes from above.
From above.
Question from a friend in the 10. Why is the light of Hasidim weaker if it is intensification or overcoming?
Because
intensification is weaker. It comes from the created being who is weaker and doesn't have the forces of his own. He needs to receive them from the creator, and only to the extent in which he receives the force of bestowal from the creator, with that force of bestowal, he can work. That's why it's called that the light of Chasadim is weak of the light of Chokhmah. The light of Chokhmah comes from the will to receive that the Creator created directly, and it is all the nature of the creature, whereas the light of Chasadim comes from the created being created from the light of Chokhmah and wants to resemble the Creator, and therefore makes himself a vessel of bestowal, a vessel of Bina, to the light of Chasadim. So certainly he is much weaker. You cannot compare between the desire of the Creator and the bestowal of the Creator with the desire and bestowal of the created being. However, in the end of correction, the bestowal of the Creator and the bestowal of the created being will truly be as equal, these two bestowals. And by that, they come to adhesion, to the victory.
The space that remained after the restriction was circular. Number 4. Then there was a vacant place, air, and an empty space from the very middle point.
Meaning after the Creator created the place, his desire is called place. Because if there's no desire, it's a sign that there's no place that can be filled, to be delighted with, anything. The place is desire. So after the Creator created this place, this vacant place, meaning that he really wants to fill himself, that he wants to feel that he is full with to the rim. So after the Creator created this place and filled it with all the light, and the light and the place were truly equal to one another, meaning what's in the light is exactly what needs to be in the place, so that it will receive it fully and enjoy it in every bit of it. After that happens, there's a restriction. The light departs from that place. And then the place remains empty. And that's the state which we, from this moment onwards, begin to measure, to understand what is happening in creation. We will see gradually. The vacant place remained like that after that empty.
Then there was a vacant place, air, and an empty space from the very middle point. Behold, this restriction was even around that empty middle point, in such a way that that place of space was circular on every side, completely even. It had no shape of a square, a perpendicular angle, for Ein Sof, too, had restricted himself like a circle, even on all sides.
Well, that's the definition of a circle, where there's no differentiation between all its discernments, but rather it's all the same, and then it's called round.
As opnimi ot tzadi.
So inner light number 90, on this restriction, though. Meaning, without discriminations of great or small, we should not wonder about that, since the disparity of form in the middle point had already been exposed by the departure of the light from it. Consequently, the smaller measurements were necessarily recognized as well, one smaller than the other. For example, phase 3 is more refined than the middle point, because the measure of our will to receive is less than phase 4. Similarly, phase 4 is more refined than phase 3, because her measure of will to receive is smaller than phase 3. And phase 1 is the most refined of all, for she has the least will to receive, rendering her disparity of form the least apparent. Thus we have a differentiation of great and small in degrees. In that case, why does the Ari say that the restriction was even around that point? The answer is that the restriction did not turn the middle point into Ein Sof, into a Sof, to an end or a conclusion. In other words, if the light had left the point because of her disparity of form, then it would certainly become a Sof, meaning the lowest degree. Then we would also regard the three preceding phases as more important than the middle point, as one above the other. However, it was not so, for the restriction did not occur due to the disparity of form in the point. This cannot be, for we are still concerned with Malchut of Ein Sof, in which there is no disparity of form between her and the light. They are both in simple unity, meaning he is one and his name is one. The restriction occurred only because his simple desire wished to create the worlds. It means that he wanted that equivalence of form which is destined to appear by the creation of the worlds, meaning the form of reception in order to bestow contentment to the Maker. There is a great virtue in that. On the one hand, it is complete bestowal, because the desire is only to bestow contentment upon the Maker, and not at all for oneself. That makes the form completely equal with the upper light of the emanator and in complete adhesion with him. On the other hand, it is possible to deepen and increase the vessel of reception indefinitely and eternally. That is because now the form of reception does not produce any disparity of form as it comes from within the will to bestow. Our sages have said that with an important person, if she gives the matrimony capital and he says, with this I thee sanctify, then she is sanctified. It is written in the Torah, and giveth in her hand, meaning the husband who is to give the matrimony capital. However, because he is important, the pleasure she receives from him is exactly the same as giving. An important person who receives money from her, it is similar to giving her money. It is written in the Torah, and giveth in her hand, because he receives only in order to bestow contentment to the woman to honor her with this reception.
על ידי קבלתו.
For us, as we want to bestow to someone that we love, then to the extent in which we give him and he receives and enjoys what we give him, he gives us delight, he gives us pleasure. We see this in relation with our children or our babies, that as much as the mother gives them, and they, if they eat, they bring her content. She enjoys them receiving and are satiated from what she's given to them. We too, when we give to one another, if there's nice and good connections between us, then to the extent in which we give to someone that we love and he receives it and enjoys, he gives us that pleasure in return, and even more than we want to give him. If there are truly nice relations between us, meaning bestowal and reception, we cannot measure according to what is given to one another, but rather what we bestow to one another. We're giving and bestowal. Giving mechanically does not necessarily need to be as bestowal, but rather it could be the opposite of that, where I do a favor for the other. And this is what he's describing to us here in this known example with the bride and the groom, where according to the law, the groom needs to bring the bride money in order to acquire her, to take her out of the parents, her parents' home, and to bring her to his home. So he needs to bring a certain amount of money, like we read in the Torah, how our patriarchs had to buy the hand of marriage of their wives. And that's in a usual way, where there's a guy and a gal. So the guy needs to bring the parents of the bride money in order to buy the bride and to take her into his home. That's how it was customary once. And by the way, it was customary in many nations and many cultures, and happens till this day. Whereas, if the guy is not just any guy, but he's an important person, not, you know, unusually special, then he doesn't have to bring with him anything. But rather, it's enough that he comes and takes her. It's considered that he seemingly paid for her because he's important. And then it turns out that in a important person, it's not that he just gives her in order to purchase her, but rather she gives him, and if he agrees to receive from her, even money, then it turns out that by that, he buys her. Meaning there's a matter of an opposite purchase here, because someone who doesn't understand this could have an error here, where instead of paying the bride in order to take her, for the bride to take her, then bring her a gift and take her, then she brings him a gift, and if he agrees to accept it, to receive her gift and her, then it's considered as if he gave her. That's because of his importance. And this example is worthwhile to think about well, because this is how we actually find the whole correction of creation, where we can never give the Creator anything. What could the created being do? Nothing. We're created beings. He created us. And we are nourished by Him. And we live thanks to Him. But if we receive it correctly from Him, we invert the action of our reception to an action of bestowal, as if we're giving Him. And by that, we come to equivalence of form with Him, where He gives us and we who receive are actually giving Him. Therefore, it's called the wisdom of Kabbalah, of reception. How to invert reception into bestowal. And by this, resemble the Creator. To the extent in which we, by this, come to equivalence with the Creator. Equivalence of form with Him. Where He's giving us and we are giving Him. And we begin to become equal. This is called equivalence of form, truly equal, where I'm no less than Him, I'm not despicable, I'm not a created being, I come to the same form like the Creator, where I'm the bestower. And more than that, because I, in creation, when I perform an act of bestowal to the Creator, by this I invert creation to the opposite, where I become great. I become the one who determines. Of course, this is not with pride and some kind of being heroism that I'm doing this. Rather, I become truly like the Creator by all the conditions, by all the qualities. And this is what enables us this law of equivalence of form, of the receiving, the receiver and the bestower, where if the receiver receives it with the correct intention, he makes himself a bestower. And then there's no difference between him and the Creator. Because he feels himself in equivalence of form with the Creator. And this is what we need to come to. Towards equivalence of form with the Creator, we have 125 degrees, in which each time we discover another desire, another desire, another desire that distances us from the Creator, and we invert that desire the opposite way to a vessel of bestowal towards Him. It turns out that this way we become equalized with the Creator in 125 degrees. And through this, a person becomes more and more like the Creator, resembles Him. And that is our role.
To bestow.
Yes, we are not capable of bestowing. We have no vessels of bestowal. We are not the source of light. We can work with the Creator in such a manner that we establish our attitude back towards Him, which is after the restriction of our will to receive, and where we want to receive from Him bestowal, in order to invert this bestowal from to a bestower, bestowing on our behalf, which is called Or Chozer, or reflected light. And then, to that extent in which I perform the restriction and the reflected light relative to the Creator that I want to bestow to, then in that desire to bestow to the Creator, I receive from Him. And then my reception becomes bestowal. True, complete bestowal. This is how the created being comes to
questions? What I want to repeat again and ask and warn, try to take all these things the way he writes it. Don't try and depict it as some kind of geometry that I also used to do it for many years, but try and depict it in your feelings. As much as your feelings will change and accept these qualities of a triangle and a circle and a square and above and below and right and left, all kinds of discernments have to be emotional and not geometry, that it's like this, right and left and above and down, but according to values, that from above downward is the measure of bestowal towards the measure of reception, right and left also from bestowing to receiving, but in the light of mercy. From above downward is chokhmah, and right and left is chasadim, mercy. And in this way we will advance more and more to enter these concepts to the spiritual world, that in this way it's depicted in our eyes in such a way, and we will enter it and see these things of where are these lights, where are these vessels, where are the differences and degrees, all according to the discernments, that we won't be drawing them on a piece of paper, but drawing them in our feelings. Okay? Try. If there'll be questions, I'll be happy to help specifically in that.
Раф, а что вот на чувственном уровне может означать, если он не пробуждает?
Раф, on an emotional level, what does it mean if this text is not, it's making me fall asleep? And
it's all because you're not trying to search inside yourself for these emotional discernments. I know it. I was wandering around in such a way for a long time until I started to awaken the feelings, the qualities, the discernments that awaken in a person. They awaken. Try again and again. Without that, you won't enter spirituality. You won't enter the wisdom of Kabbalah. We must reach that. And also try to look at the friends and be envious of them. To be envious of them.
Can we depict the middle point that we're learning now as the center of the ten?
Yes, you can say that too.
French. Les efforts qu'on fait pour se connecter, est-ce que ça génère de la Or Chassadim? Est-ce avec cela qu'on avance?
The efforts we make to connect, is that something that creates the light of Chassadim? Is that how we advance?
Ken.
Yes. Ken. Yes.
PT 19.
PT 19.
זהו,
He says if there was a discernment of above, down, right or left, it would be in the form of a square where there's... Rav, you're telling me that I'm supposed to feel that. I don't feel anything. You can say it until tomorrow. Feel. I can't feel anything. How can I really attain what you're saying here all evening? And then feel what we're learning. How can I feel this? Bottom line.
Start drawing on a piece of paper. Draw a triangle that you have, let's say, a relationship with two friends, and then with 10 friends. 9 or as much as you have. Start drawing it in graphs, and then you'll see that all these graphs have no meaning, but only what you feel, in a way that whether you draw a triangle, a square, a circle, and in this way start bringing yourself closer from geometry, from drawings, to feelings.
Ken.
So it all depends actually also on our deeds towards one another, or
afterwards start changing the deeds between you, the relationships between you. You'll start making changes and draw those forms of the new relationships between you on a piece of paper. And you'll see the difference between what you drew before to what you're drawing now.
Why am I saying this? Because this is such a relationship where there's explosions or love or...
You have to depict that too, that there are explosions. Draw whatever you want.
But how do I, what kind of ramifications do I have in the behavior and the study of Ten Sefirot? How do I reflect this to that so that I'll feel it?
So then you'll open the book of tests and you'll see that he's only speaking about relationships. It's like a novel. The study of the Ten Sefirot is a book full of emotion. You don't have any book that's more emotional than this. You'll start crying and laughing and whatnot. You'll be able to make such serials from it that you can't compare to anything else. The creator is, how do you call it? The director. Yeah. The script, the screenplay.
That's the depictions.
Why am I saying this? That by this you'll be able to go from your flat world to an emotional world.
And understand it more. I got you.
Then you tell us how to help us too.
Thank you very much.
But we're only speaking about emotions. It's full of emotion, inner emotions, and such that we don't feel yet, that we need to awaken, to take him out of the inside, from the lack of the feeling. That's called to reveal. That's called to bring out from concealment to revelation. And all in all, it depends on our sensitivity. Our sensitivity, as much as we can open our heart or not.
And you talked to us for years. Only draw the reforming light while you're doing it. What did you mean? Now, a picture, do you understand?
Then, when we will want ourselves to develop in feeling and closeness to one another, and from the closeness between us to the Creator, then we will see that the closeness to the Creator depends on our closeness to the friends. And I must reach connection with the friends, to hug with them. And then inside that hug between us, we'll discover the Creator. Simple.
It's some kind of work in our eyes, this story. I don't know.
That's called from the love.
very much. About the circle. Can we say
у всех точек одинаковое приближение или отдаление относительно
All the points have the same distance to the center of the circle?
Yes, yes, of course. That's why the form of the circle is the most complete. And this is the form we have to reach. And then we, no matter where we are, right, left, above, below, in a circle, you are in a distance or closeness, which is equal to all, that everyone is in that same circle. The Creator is in the center.
In
relative to our work in the ten, the coming closer of friends to the center of the ten as it's felt, the center of the ten, does it depend on the extent in which we managed to nullify and aim ourselves, and in such a way the circle,
we always have to imagine ourselves in a circle. That all our friends and all our tens, we are all in a circle. And many circles and circles and circles together, we put together the circle of the system of Adam Rishon.
И по сути это значит, что мы все равны и вообще нельзя допускать мысли о том, что кто-то.
In principle, it means that we're all equal and all together. We shouldn't think that there's a difference between above someone or below someone.
Of course not. We'll learn more as much as we can exist without everyone participating with us. And there's no one redundant or no one far or close, but we're all each one in his circle, in his place in the circle. In creation, there is no one who is less than everyone and someone who is more than everyone. But the wholeness of creation is that we all connect around the Creator.